25.
That's where you are. You are now being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, a couple of more thoughts on our situation. Good morning, Reb David. Reb David, this is a case in point that we're dealing with, which could be nigea to you. We've been discussing for the last couple of days a situation where, during break, one of the boys put honey on the Rebbe's chair. Okay, and the Rebbe was highly embarrassed. He was stuck to the chair. He had to go home, change his trousers. Sorry? It's dried out since then, yeah. Okay, and the Rebbe wants to know who did it. So the Rebbe asked the class, and nobody owns up. So the shaila was, are the boys, is one of the other boys, and the Rebbe threatens the entire class with a detention if nobody tells him. And the boys kind of like this. They say that for me to tell you, Rebbe, which boy did it, is Rechinus. Is Rechilus. Clearly it is. It's not just Lashon Hara because it's speaking back about someone else, but it's Rechilus that is going to create an enmity between the Rebbe and the boy because of what he did. So therefore, it's Echa Adin of Rechilus. Shaila is it Rechilus Le Teyeles? And we went through the seven rules of Teyeles, and we came to the conclusion that it fails on rule number three because the boy has a Negia in telling. It's not purely Lashem Shemayim in order to rectify the wrong, but the boy who tells has a negia. First of all, he might even be a little bit happy that the boy's getting into trouble, but besides that, he's going to save himself a detention. Therefore, he has a personal negia. Once you have a personal negia, you're not allowed to tell Lashon Hara L'Teyeles. So therefore, as far as we were concerned up to yesterday, the boys cannot tell. Either they're going to suffer a detention. Well, the halacha is that you have to, in order not to be over a laugh, you have to be prepared of a chol moedecha to lose everything that you own. You have to be prepared to lose your job, you have to be prepared to lose your money, and therefore this is a little sacrifice to make in order not to be over Rechilus. The boys have a taina on the Rebbe, which we discussed as well, which is that you're punishing us because we insist on keeping the halacha. The Chofetz Chaim says we're not allowed to tell, and now you're punishing us for not being allowed to tell. Yeah, life isn't always fair, unfortunately, but that's clearly the halacha. The only thing I was wondering was, there's a halacha of betzedek tishpoi tamisecho. And that would mean that if the Rebbe also has an obligation to judge his pupils favorably, to be don lechav zchus. So if there's any chance that one of the boys from one of the other classes did it, if there's any chance that someone else from the outside who hates the Rebbe came in and embarrassed the Rebbe because he has some grudge against the Rebbe, then the Rebbe would be mechuyev to don lechav zchus that it wasn't one of the boys from the class. So if he's the only class in Cheder that shut on Sunday morning and there's nobody else in the school and it has to be by a process of elimination, one of the boys in the class, then yes. But if it happened during break and the whole school is present, and it's possible, it's improbable, but it's possible that one of the boys from another class did it, then Pashtas, I think that the Rebbe would have to be Don Lachav Schus, and therefore he wouldn't be allowed to punish the boys. What?
Even within this class, every individual.
Each one he has to say.
This
class.
What? Even if it is in this.
You mean
class,
each one you want?
Each one individually, if you don't the class first.
To say it might be another one?
Yeah.
Shalom aleichem.
I told him the story last night,
Ray.
I told my son the story last night.
Yeah, okay.
So he was well prepared.
Ready to roll?
Huh?
Yes. Yeah, no announcements.
Recording everything.
Oh, announcements, yes.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Sorry, Ron is not here. He does it usually.
Yeah, he texted me last night.
Oh, okay, fine. Right, let's do it. Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday, Dalad Menachem Av, the 8th of June of August. Rav David Zulzbach Ashlita, can I wear my Shabbos suit on Shabbos Chazoin?
Thank you very much, Bianchi. Good morning. The great Gaon, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha of America, was known as a big chochom and an expert in chinuch. He writes in his sefer, Emes LeYaakov on Shulchan Aruch, he said it's important that when we educate our children, this is the way we do things, to differentiate what we do as halacha and what is a minhag. What's the nafkamina? Both you need to tell your children this is the correct thing to do. He says, because when it comes to minhag, you could say this is our minhag, but other people have a different minhag. When it comes to absolute halacha, Avadin is still a place to say there are bonim paskin differently. But when it comes to absolute halacha, this is the correct thing to do. In minhag, we say this is our minhag, and the other community follows a different minhag. He says this will avoid a lot of problems, especially amongst children. They think that what they do is the absolute, the correct thing. No, there's different minhagim. And the example he brings is how we mechanech our children in our attitude towards Shabbos Chazoin. Now let me just explain to you, I grew up in Munk's Kehillah with the Yekkers, and Shabbos Chazoin took on very much an aura of very solemn, I would even say sad, and that came out in a few nafka minas. For example, the Lechodoidi, the tune that we sing on Shabbos Chazoin, is more than the ordinary Lechodoidi of the 3 weeks. It's the Lechodoidi of Kiddush, of Elitzion. So it's already, you come into Shabbos, boom, on a note of sadness. In the laning on Shabbos Chazoin, which is always Parshas Devorim, there's a pasuk around Sheni, Eicha Esa Levadi. We lane that in the Eicha Nigun. Comes to the Haftorah, Chazoin, the whole Chazoin we lane in the Eicha Nigun. Sometimes at some other psukim towards the end, but by Yisodai, it's done in the Eicha Nigunim. Other shuls, it's a completely different minhag. Shabbos Chazoin is absolutely like a normal Shabbos. Even when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos itself, and other kehillahs are absolutely normal. In our shul, when Shabbos, Tisha B'Av falls, there's an added minhag, that the paroiches is the weekday paroiches, because it's already Tisha B'Av. Other shuls have never heard of such a thing. So Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky is bringing out an important point. What could happen is that you get children from different shuls, so the children of monks, they hear that by the Chassidim, Shabbos is normal. And they start saying, look, they're mezalzel in the mezalzel minhag Yisrael of the Churban. They're not Marukish the Churban. Whereas the children of the Chassidish Minyanim, they look at the Yekkers, well, what's for stage if you Kedusha Shabbos? Right, the mezalzel in Kedusha Shabbos. The Teretz is, there's a minhag Azoi. And a minhag Azoi, so when a child from a Chassidish shul grows up and they're taught how important Kedusha Shabbos is, they have to also be taught, but other people have a different minhag. Shabbos Chazoin is treated differently. So won't other rabbi use in Yoni Churban to be the cause of Silas Chinuch amongst the children? A very important point. And Reb Yaakov says a theory, which I'm not so sure if it's Oiskar Halton historically, but the Yesod Advarim is beautiful. He says, look back at history a bit. He says, the communities of Ashkenaz, where they have this minhag of Shabbos Chazoin being very much a Shvatze Shabbos, he said, the pshat is that they were living in very good times. They were living in times of prosperity, of affluent people. Their houses, yes, we know that in Ashkenaz there were terrible times, but for hundreds and hundreds of years, it was a very good life for the Jews of Germany. So the last thing they had on their mind was Churban. The last thing they thought about, we're in Golus. They weren't thinking about, oh, we want the Gula, we want Mashiach. So the Rabboni Chachamei Ashkenaz said that specifically in the Drei Wochen, specifically on Shabbos Chazoin, no, you must remember you are in Golus. So therefore, treat this day as a reminder of who you are, a reminder of Golus. Masha Ein came. The Chassidim, they came from Ukraine. In Ukraine, they suffered hundreds of years of pogrom. There was poverty. The only thing they had on their mind was when kum tshoin the Mashiach. The whole time they were living towards Mashiach. Adarabah, There was a feeling of despondency that we're living in this galus. So they said that even on Shabbos Chazoin, there's got to be an uplifted spirit. Memela, the whole Shabbos is what keeps us going. So Rabbi Yaakov says, when you understand a bit the background to the different minhagim, you understand each one k'minhagim. One minhag, however, L'chayr is already brought in Shulchan Aruch, and that's a bit more difficult to understand why you could just push it away to say, well, it's a different minhag. And that is the minhag of wearing Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazoin. And here, interesting enough, even by the Yekkers, which do take on all these extra things on Shabbos Chazoin, we still wear our Shabbos clothes, even though in Shulchan Aruch, Shtein Ishtazoi. What steht in Shulchan Aruch? Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. Immediately says the Ramah, Mila Shehim Rosh Chodesh at Tisha B'Av, if somebody makes a bris mila now in the 9 days, Noyagin, the minig is that three people are allowed to wear their Shabbos clothes. Moel, Bal Bris, that's the Sanduk, Vavi HaBen. The three people, and those people only, are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. Loiv Shin Big Day Shabbos. Avo Belav Hochi Osa. But apart from that, it's Osa. That means not only just those three people, no one else is allowed to. There's no other occasion in the 9 days you're allowed to wear your Shabbos clothes. Afilu b'Shabbos Shel Chazoin. Even on Shabbos Chazoin, Ein Machlifin Lilvoish Big Day Shabbos. You're not allowed to change to Shabbos clothes. Azoi state in the Ramah, Kiim Haksenis Levad, apart from the Ksenis, what exactly is the Ksenis? There's a debate amongst the Poskim, but basically, clothes which you wear, underwear, things like that, which are more for sweat, then you are allowed to change. But Shabbos clothes, which makes you look nice, on Shabbos Chazoin, you're not allowed to wear it. Yet this halacha doesn't seem to be accepted, even, as I said, even amongst the Yekkers. I will point out that there are, Rabbi Feldman's Chayil of Rocha did not wear his Shabbos frak. He would wear an ordinary jacket, Rav Dorner as well, Shlomo Baumgarten, there were, but today you cannot, don't see that anymore. Let's ask an interesting question here. Bris Mila, you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. Vavi HaBen wears Shabbos clothes. Shabbos clothes. So the Chayra, if a Bris Mila you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, Shabbos you should be allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. It's not an absolute riot because it's good to call it Shabbos clothes. Oh, but the Chayra, Shabbos, I would have thought, is more Choshev than Bris Mila. This Kasha is asked by Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It brings like this. Brings for stated Shulchan Aruch that for Bris Mila you're allowed to wear your Shabbos clothes. Lefizeh, asks Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Kavachoymeh. Le Shabbos. How much more so on Shabbos itself? She'ein lahachmir ba'avelus. You shouldn't be machmir on the avelus. Otu mi gora mi yomtev zeh shel bal habris hakal. The yomtev for the person who's making the bris, those three people, it's a yomtev hakal. It's a low-level yomtev. Shabbos lechera is much higher level. Lochein yesh lefak beit harbe al minok ha'ashkenazim. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who himself was an Ashkenazi, but following his father, the Chacham Tzvi, took on a lot of drochim, minhogim of the Sfaradim. He says, I don't understand the minhag of the Ashkenazim, she'ein machlifim big dechoyl b'Shabbos Chazoin. The Ashkenazim do not put on Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. I don't understand. Avon minhogoy shel adoyni ovya chosid zal, the minhag of my father, the Chacham Tzvi, sheloi l'shanois boi m'uma, we do not make any changes, afilu k'shechal boi tishbav, even when tishbav falls on Shabbos, we do not make any changes, v'chein onu noegim achrov, and that is taka our minhag. So it is the existing minhag which the Ramah brings, and of that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, I don't understand. For Bris Mila, which is L'chayra Dovah HaKal, you wear Shabbos clothes, how much more so Shabbos you should be wearing Shabbos clothes. This shit is actually quoted, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, on his kasha from Bris Mila, he takes on Dovah Poshet that Bris Mila is Yom Tov HaKal, and how much more so Shabbos you should be wearing Shabbos clothes. Is that so Poshet that For the those three people, it could be it's a higher level than Shabbos. The Kaf HaChaim says something very interesting. The Kaf HaChaim asks, what's the chiddush that the Balei Bris are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes during the 9 days? Abba Shulchan Aruch says, on Tisha B'Av itself, if you make a bris, the Balei Bris wear Shabbos clothes. So what is the grace of chiddush in the 9 days you do? It's a Kaf HaChaim from Tisha B'Av itself. Says the Kaf HaChaim, a very simple answer. The chiddush here is Lefi Minigo Ashkenazim. He says like this, Kamash Melon. Tafilo Leminigo Ashkenazim. We go according to the Ashkenazim. Shemachmirim b'Shabbos Chazoin. The Ashkenazim on Shabbos Chazoin don't change into their Shabbos clothes. Shaloi lachrev al begodim v'hava min I might have thought. Delo yehe yomtiv de mila odif b'Shabbos. I might have thought mila is no more than Shabbos. V'lo yachlif begod of lithia milik. According to Ashkenazim, you should not wear your Shabbos clothes by a bris milah because they don't wear on Shabbos. Kamash melon, no. De noagula hokil b'milah. When it comes to milah, you do put on your Shabbos clothes, which means the Ashkenazim who do not wear on Shabbos chazoin, you might have thought that you don't wear for a bris milah. No, a bris milah is greater, says the Kaf HaChaim. For you personally, if it's your bris, one of the three people, you dafka do wear Shabbos clothes because for the Yom Tov of you, it's not Yom Tov HaKal. It's greater than Shabbos for you individually. Rabbi Yaakov Emden finishes off, clothes are so important to be wearing for Shabbos, to wear Shabbos clothes. He holds this as a din min ha-Torah to wear Shabbos clothes. Lomadnu l'shinui begodim min ha-Torah. Where is it min ha-Torah? L'chayre, it's mevu in a Gemara, where it says chabdehu. Shabbos, you have to be mechabed Shabbos. So one of the things is, b'ksus nekiyah. Rabbi Yaakov understands ksus nekiyah doesn't just mean clean clothes. It means different clothes for Shabbos. That's what it means. So therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, ech shayach minug zeh lakoy dova min ha-Torah. A minug to wear Shabbos, weekday clothes of Shabbos, how can that be oika dova min ha-Torah? Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says very clearly that Shabbos clothes or Shabbos chazoin overrides any minug. The Radvaz was a contemporary of the Ramah. He was the Rebbe of that Rizal of the same Tkufa. And he brings this minug of the Ramah. And he says, V'chol gililos Yisrael asher shamanu shimam, in all our golisin lo noagu minug zeh. We have not accepted this minug of wearing weekday clothes. V'yofe also, and it's the correct thing. If he shani say that, because I hold shehu keneged hadin, it's against the halacha to put on weekday clothes on Shabbos. To hakaim elam divrei kabbalah, because we paskin based on divrei kabbalah, which means the chazal, the same thing as Rabbi Yaakov Emden says is min ha-Torah. He says it's divrei chazal. It doesn't really matter as far as we are concerned. Abba lemaisa state in a Gemara, chabdeyu b'ksus nekiyah. If you have clothes to change to, and most people, Baruch Hashem, are able to change into Shabbos clothes, your vada should change. When Shabbos and Tisha B'Av fall together, what's stated Shulchan Aruch? We don't withhold anything. What's he referring to? Food on Shabbos Chazoin, we mamish eat the regular food. If Shabbos Tisha B'Av, which obviously we push off till the next day, but we don't hold anything back, how much more so the ordinary Shabbos Chazoin? Or mi sherogil lilvish b'shah Shabbos says, anyone who on an ordinary Shabbos wears ksus nekiyah, he wears special Shabbos clothes, or b'Shabbos zu loivish ksus hachoil, and on this Shabbos he suddenly wears weekday clothes, b'fahesya nimsa noyeg avelus. So the Radvaz, this is the shitta of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, somebody who always wears Shabbos clothes and now he wears weekday clothes, this mamish avenus before hesti on Shabbos, which is awesome.
And Owen doesn't wear, and a regular Owen the whole year, he wears Shabbos clothes.
Exactly, exactly. The Radvaz finishes off. Ve'im chachme ha'ashkenazim hei mekubolim. If the chachme ha'ashkenazim accepted this, nu. Kashe no'agu. Okay, that's their minug. Anachnu lo'y nochush le'minug zeh. We are not going to follow this minug. Lefishu keneged kvoid ha'shabbos ve'oise me'hakoydesh choyl. It's making heilig ha'shabbos choyl. And it's mamish osa. The God also holds that way. And the Chaya Odom brings, and it's brought to the Mishnah Brura, Kehila Kadesha Vilna Noyagim Al Pi Hagro Lilvoish Big Day Shabbos. So you see, even within the Ashkenazim, the Gaon held, you wear Shabbos clothes. Mishnah Brura brings this. The Kasha I've got here is, the Ramah is not just the Ramah who's saying this. The Mordechai, the Ezerua, the Aguda, the Rekeach, and the Klal Yisrael followed the Ramah. They knew this Ha'ora of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. They knew this Ha'ora of the Radvaz, that there's not allowed to have Avelis before Hestia and you should be wearing Shabbos clothes. And yet they paskened that we should wear our weekday clothes. So, how can you just machavek? It's an important kasha, this. This kasha can be asked in many, many places. Sometimes we find we don't understand certain hanhoggers of the Rishonim. But they themselves realize this point, and yet they still paskin to us. So if they paskin, if the Ramon paskin, wear your weekday clothes with Shabbos Chazoy, and they're well aware of the problem, and they still paskin that way. So Enoch Anama, the Radvaz, is not mechuyiv to follow the Minhag Ashkenazim, but Ashkenazim should follow the Minhag Ashkenazim. So why is it that we don't wear Shabbos clothes, weekday clothes on Shabbos Chazoy? This kasha is asked by the Oruch HaShulchan. V'da, de'etzleinu yesh shnayim oy gimel doiris. The Oruch HaShulchan was written approximately 120 years ago. He's writing already two or three generations. She'ein noyagin k'minug hazeh. That we no longer have this minug b'Shabbos Chazoyin. El aloyv shim kol big day Shabbos. We wear all weekday big day Shabbos. U'gdeile hadoir. L'chayre, he's referring to the Gaon. Shahoyu Oz, the Gedele Hador, they instituted, but Omrom, they say, Shazel, Bamarim, Avelis, Beshabbos, Befahesia. Wearing weekday clothes is Avelis, Befahesia. Therefore, Biomeinu, Eila, in our days, Kimat, Nishka, Hadova. It's almost unheard of anymore. She'ein Lilvish, Big Day, Shabbos, Beshabbos, Clothes. We almost never heard anymore of this meaning of not wearing your Shabbos clothes. But he asked, Utamua Etzli. I still don't understand. Did our Kadmoineinu Bereshim or Ramon not realize this kasha? Nevertheless, they still said, medina. Even though it might not fit into the regular halacha of Chabdeu B'Ksus Nekiyah. Obala Maisa, the Gedele HaPoskim of Ashkenaz said we should wear weekday clothes. Ve'eich nevatel min hogom. How can we be mevatel their minug? There is one mahalach that nowadays, this is more brought in the Chassidish Poskim, that nowadays we are so far removed from the concept of golus that even by putting on weekday clothes it's not going to make any difference. So therefore, what's the point of it? That is one mahalach. But we want to try it. But the Meister Ramah says we should be wearing our weekday clothes. So he says like this. Oruch HaShulchan answers a very important and interesting answer. He says, in the time of the Rishonim who brought out this halacha, says the Shabbos clothes and the weekday clothes were essentially exactly the same style of clothes. What was the difference? Shabbos, you had better quality. A weekday, a bit more inferior quality. But essentially, the clothes you were wearing was the same. If so, on Shabbos Chazoyin, by continuing to wear your weekday clothes, all you've done is gone down a level in quality of clothes. So that's not such a big inyan, and therefore Shabbos Chazorin, you should wear your weekday clothes. However, in the last few generations, that the way how we dress on Shabbos has a completely different picture. Ben Oni, Ben Oshe, whether you're a poor man or a rich man. On weekday, they would wear some type of cap. Cloth cap, I don't know, or b'Shabbos shtreimel. But on Shabbos shtreimel, those are the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. B'Shabbos shtreimel, v'chein sharei begodim, the other clothes. Hoya nikkele kol shezel beged chol v'zel beged Shabbos. It's not just the quality of the clothes. It's a sentence. I'm reading out word for word the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a completely different type of clothes. Lefichach hinhigu ha-gedoylim, says Aruch HaShulchan, that was the reason why the gedoylim were manig. Mimnei sha-hefresh nikah harbe. Now the difference between weekday and Shabbos is so clear. V'hoyo ka-avelus b'Shabbos. That would be avelus b'Shabbos. In other words, in the time of the Rishonim, the Gedolei Ashkenaz, where weekday and Shabbos clothes look the same, just a different level of quality, Shabbos Chazon, you make that little difference, wear your weekday clothes. But wear clothes of Shabbos a weekday. Once strimels and bekishes became the norm, that Shabbos looked completely different, to wear weekday clothes then is so boilet, that would be wrong. Problem is, that's an answer for the Chassidus. How does that help us? The way how I'm dressed today, on Shabbos, I don't think I'm going to look that different. I will have dark suit, maybe slightly darker, maybe a slightly nicer tie. The white shirt will be the same. Essentially, it's exactly the same. If so, hodra kushan aduchta. It's all well and good according to the chassidim, because they mustn't wear weekday clothes because it's so different. For us, who wear hats and jackets, the same hat I wear on Shabbos, and the biggest riot is, what do I do with my Shabbos hat after a few years? It becomes my weekday hat. When I buy it, it's the same hat. Oh. I mean, no one's talking about the shtreimels of today, which are mavish exceptionally beautiful. The Aruch HaShulchan asks this question. For some reason, and I don't know the historical background, the Aruch HaShulchan says, L'chein ani oimeh, to bizmanenu zeh, in our times, shall pip gudas ha-malchus. A historian might be able to know a bit more details on this. Al pip gudas ha-malchus, there's a royal decree, kva hichlafnu tmunas ha-begodim. We are no longer able to wear the shtreimel and bekisha anymore on Shabbos. V'shabbos v'choyl tmuna achas lehen. And Shabbos and weekday have basically the same look, which is what we're saying for us nowadays. Vadai nochein lekayim minuk hakadmoinim. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we should go back to the minuk hakadmoinim to wear our weekday clothes, because our weekday clothes and our Shabbos clothes are more or less the same. So, enochein about those areas where we're shtreimels and bekishes, they're not allowed to wear weekday clothes on Shabbos. But now, since at the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, they had to revert, could no longer wear it, which is definitely the minuk of how I dress, the choyer I should be wearing my weekday clothes this Shabbos.
So what am I achieving? I'm wearing the same begodim on Shabbos as I wear in the chol. Yeah, therefore what am I achieving?
No, but you asked that kasha on the Rishonim already. There was a slight difference.
No,
it's no change boilet that's called such a level of avelus. But you still asked the question, how could they? What was the point? Why are they doing it? Because you do feel some level of avelus by putting on the inferior quality clothes. That's what they held. So then we should be doing the same thing today.
What? To prove that they had special clothes for Shabbos show some if it keeps you on Shabbos.
Yeah. You know, yes, a lot to discuss. Avada, this is Avada Yerushalmi, very good.
The Shabbos suit is nicer than the week.
It's nicer.
The hat, excuse me, the Shabbos hat is nicer than the
hopefully, hat, yeah. Now that's what I was saying to Yanki, Reb Yanki. So Avada, there is a difference, but it's not the level difference between a hat and a shtreibel. That would be awesome. That's what we're saying.
Will the gold was strangled?
The gone held it. Okay. But it could be what I'm about to say now.
No,
so, let's ask stomach kasha. Although we said before, we are not mechuyev to fa'enfa all the rishonim who held that you do wear your weekday clothes. Because that was their minhag. And we don't need to worry about that, just because the kasha or Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Radvaz. Oh, but sof, it's a bit schwer. Is this not a veilus affair? So you're wearing your weekday clothes? So I wanted to say a chiddush. I didn't know if there's a makor to say such chiddush, but Baruch Hashem, I found this chiddush afterwards. And that is, what was the problem they were asking? That putting on your weekday clothes shows a veilus befahesia. So I was thinking, maybe, when is there a problem of Avelis Befahesia? That means if everyone is keeping Kedusha Shabbos, and one person or a few people start showing Avelis, for them to be against everybody else, that's a problem of Avelis Befahesia. But what happens if everyone is in Avelis? Everyone goes down a level, perhaps that is not a problem. So I was thinking, those Rishonim who say, yes, go down and wear your weekday clothes, it's not a problem of Avelis Befahesia, because the whole community, the whole village, everyone is wearing that. And I found Rav Moshe Sternbuch says this for it, brings a raya, bring others to say this raya. He said, if somebody, Rachman Litzlan, is sitting Shiva, and by benching, there's a mezuman, there's an added line you add into the mezuman. But you don't say it on Shabbos. However, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that if only Avelim are sitting together on Shabbos, it's only them, they do say it, because that's not called Avelis Professor. That's a big, big sugya. So I wanted to say like Azoyim, that Enoch and Nama, when people lived in villages, and the whole village was dressed in the same way on Shabbos Chazoin, that's not considered Avelis Befahesia, because we're not going against anybody else. But nowadays, we live in a completely different society. The reason why I don't wear my Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazoin, if I were to wear my weekday clothes on Shabbos Chazoin, it would be okay as long as I'm in shul and everybody else in shul is dressed like that. But as soon as I go out, and I meet the finer Yidden from Reb Chunas, with the Shai the Bekisha, and the Shai the Stramel, there it is so boiled, that's already considered Avelis Befahesia. When Azoi state in the Moedim Uzmanim for Moshe Shtabich, it says, Avok Hayoi, but nowadays, be Europa, be America, of a Kolshkein, be Eretz Yisrael, nowadays that people have come from all over the world, Shiniskabtsu HaYehudim Me'artes Shoinois, and you are Yidden coming from all parts of the world, Im Kvutza Achas Yilbushu Bigdei Choyel, if one group of people will wear their weekday clothes, Zehu Avelis Befahesia La'achirim, that will be Avelis Befahesia for other people. Valkei, therefore, nowadays, Osur Hayoim Medina. Therefore, nowadays, when you live in a society where all different kehillahs, it will be Osur to wear Big Techel on Shabbos, V'chein Nispashet Haminug. And that's basically, so if you're asking somebody, I was in Stanford Till last week, a Chassidus Yid asked me, no, you wear weekday clothes on Shabbos Chazoin, he knew the halacha. So I said, I don't, because you wear a shtramel. And that's stuck in the terrors. If we all were to wear weekday clothes, Enoch and Amma would be mechuyev. And that mechuyev answers the question of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan asks, why is it nowadays we no longer have this minhag? The answer is, because this would be Avedis Pesach, because the Chassidim, like he himself wrote, are not allowed to change. Because there, the hevdol between the Shtreimel and the weekday hat is so big. That's Mamish Avedis. Us, we would have been able to had we lived in a small village, in a small community where we're all doing the same. But as we bout, we live, Baruch Hashem, Ba'achtus, with others like we started off with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, each Kehillah with its minhag of its own. But what we're seeing here, that one Kehillah's minhag can affect the other people's minhag. Maybe be zeicha to all wear our Shabbos clothes towards Mashiach to Cain of Imherib Yameinu. It's brought here from Mishnah Berurah, where it brings, make one change. As I state in Mishnah Berurah, make one change. The felt used to make one change. One change, yeah?